from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
One day after the flare-up of electoral violence in Jamaica, we ask, is it the start of a bloody campaign? Guyana's foreign ministry protests the detention by Suriname of Guyanese fishermen. And Wazim Akram says the West Indies are still a very good side, they're just not motivated. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Our top story in Jamaica in a moment. But with just 10 campaigning days left before general elections in Guyana, there appears to be a mood of apathy in the country. Our correspondent Colin Smith has been speaking to some of Guyana's young people who form the largest block of the electorate.
At the youth symposium last Saturday, aimed at acquainting youth with some presidential candidates and their policies, youth leader Mr. Michael Wiggins said Guyana's youth are losing interest in the electoral system.
Just look around Guyana and you'll see there's a high unemployment rate among young people. There's an increase in crime. More of our young people are being locked up. They're in jail. Many of our young people are homeless on the streets. And because of this condition in which young people exist in this country, neither of the political parties have done anything to alleviate these conditions.